So Aladdin, let's talk about Aladdin, guys. Because they dropped the trailer and it looks fire.
To a degree.
Get out of here. Aladdin's going to be bomb.
You know what's going to be better is Dumbo.
Oh, yeah.
And with that, welcome to Absolutely Necessary.
With Dumbo.
With Dumbo.
I am your host, Logan Tracy, and these three Dumbos, Jacob Masick, Joseph Pellegrini, and Jackson Lair, we're all back. We hope everybody enjoyed their last week. We had our spring break, and
I have an update.
Very springy.
Over the break, I got Crohn's disease.
Again?
Again.
I went almost to Canada, but not quite to Canada, ooh, and had one heck of a time.
What's not quite Canada?
That would be Botno.
Is it that little...
It's about 13 miles from the Canadian border.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were in Mohall.
No, that's just where the kid is from.
The kid? He's definitely more than a kid.
Oh, no, Trevor the Kid, man.
Whoa, he revealed his name on podcast. Privacy broken. Oh, no.
What'd you guys do? I think all you guys went home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
lame.
Not lame, actually. I love my house. I love my family, and that's why I'm leaving this school, because I'm going closer to my family, because I love them.
Wow.
Wait, you're leaving?
You didn't know?
Nope.
Yeah, they've only been bothering me about it for, like, the last month.
I don't think anyone's been saying anything about it, Jake.
Schutz has been saying something every time he sees me.
Really?
Yes. He's like, oh, hey, what do you call it when someone, oh,
Snape.
You, their name? Their
when,
name?
No, when they ditch.
Oh.
Cupcake?
No.
Cupcake.
Like,
I'm just thinking of Kevin Durant.
Sweet Tart.
Mutineer
what?
Or something? I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking
like,
about.
Okay.
Anyway, let's stop talking
hey,
about your
Scalway.
Personal issues, because that would take up multiple
Benedict
hours,
Arnold.
And we've only got about one.
I don't know about that.
But anyway, NFL free agency is going strong. It is going strong. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the deals that happened when we were away. And we're going to talk about everything that's gone down.
Yes.
Starting with my personal favorite transaction. Case Keenum is out of Denver. He is out of there.
Should we all do our favorite transaction?
Return.
I feel like we should just do that.
I mean, mine's clearly a joke, but... Oh, yeah, Case Keenum is out of here, and I am so happy.
Where'd he go to?
He went to the Washington football team. The Washington football team traded a 6th-round pick to the Denver Broncos for Case Keenum in a 7th.
Which is good news, because now Josh Rosen won't be traded to them.
Which means he's probably going to go to a better organization.
Exactly.
Case Keenum's going to win a Super Bowl.
No one cares.
He brings the Super Bowl to Washington.
If Case Keenum wins a Super Bowl with them, I'll be mad for multiple reasons. One, because all of us Broncos fans are going to look foolish. Two, because it's the Washington football team. And then just three, because obviously they're going to beat a lot of good teams, and I don't think they're going to, but they don't deserve it. Anyway, that's a good move for all sides, question mark?
I think the Redskins are getting a quarterback.
I think they are,
recover.
Too. That is what keeps Case Keenum
fast. Alex Smith's just done for now?
No, like, so Alex Smith is, like, in the recovery process now.
Alex
so
Smith is literally... He sustained one of the worst injuries you can.
Like,
it's going to be...
Like, Joe Theismann suffered the same injury, and he had to end his career. So, Alex Smith is going to take his time. They have Case Keenum, who's a good backup, which he was in Minnesota, and he brought us to the championship. So, we don't know what is going to happen. Case Keenum
I know what's exactly going to happen. Oh my god! What?
That's like, we have mail.
Is that like our,
we do have mail!
Is that our new mail noise?
It's Kids Bop, everybody.
Is it from Daniel? Again?
Stop! Turn it off.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
We bought all of these listeners.
That was 100% the song Antonio Brown was singing as he got out of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh,
where
he left.
Yeah. Anyway.
Alright, back to anyway, everyone on campus decided to walk in while we were recording.
True.
So, that's interesting. But no, yeah. That's the song Antonio Brown was singing as he made his way out of Pittsburgh to Oakland, because Antonio Brown is now a, for the moment, an Oakland Raider, soon to be Las Vegas Raider. And the Pittsburgh Steelers got a third and a fifth round pick in return. And boy, is that not good. Talk about it.
Absolute steal. Absolute steal on the Raiders' part. Honestly, I could tell that John Gruden had no part of this decision, because he would have probably traded away Derek Carr in the process. So I think it was a really good job with the Raiders and how they negotiated this. The Steelers knew that the baggage that Antonio Brown was bringing, and teams weren't going to go get that. So Raiders taking advantage of that. Here's a third and a fifth. We'll take on the salary cap. And the Steelers are like, okay, we need him out of here. We'll take it. That's probably the best offer they were going to get.
I don't know about the best, but the best, it was good for the Raiders.
Well, the Steelers could have gotten more. I'll be in the minority and say anything you'll get back for him that's semi-decent is probably good. Antonio Brown, to me, for the Steelers, is addition by subtraction. That locker room gets so much better.
Doesn't matter. They could have gotten more.
Well, they could have got more. But he was a locker room cancer.
They just wanted to
and
get
him out,
getting
him out of that organization is addition by subtraction.
He has a roster bonus that would have applied on March 13th, I believe, and they wanted to get him out before that, so they didn't have that much leverage in terms of time.
Listen,
I think, but
who
I still
even cares
think they could have
leveraged bonuses
for like a first round or something. Somebody.
Clearly, what did Antonio Brown want us to call him?
Big Chest.
Big Swaggy.
Yeah. If anyone cares about roster bonuses, it's Big Chest. Big Chest Brown.
Or Le'Veon Bell.
It's a really solid pickup for the Raiders.
Say the Steelers had an interesting locker room last year.
And it'll be definitely much less interesting, but it'll probably be healthier.
They need to get Tomlin out of there.
They also made some solid moves with that
why
little
do you think
bit more money they have,
leave?
Re-signing Marquise Pouncey and Ramon Foster.
Why do you think Tomlin needs to leave?
He's the reason why the locker room's so toxic. He allowed that to happen. He's the coach of a team. He lost control of his team.
Now, at a certain
the
point,
locker room corrupted
control
itself.
Wait,
Ben Roethlisberger,
didn't
Antonio
he suspend
Brown, Le'Veon
Antonio
Bell,
Brown?
No discipline on
did
that team.
Did he suspend Antonio Brown?
No.
No.
I thought he did.
No. He took him out one game. That's right, because he had an outburst.
They took him out with a injury.
To his
which, yes, he
ego
was tweaked, but he could have played. He didn't report. There was some drama.
Well, they held him out of practices, too.
Okay. Did that fix anything?
No.
Which
months later, they trade him away.
I just think Tomlin's a bad coach in general.
I think some guys change. They're not going
he's
anywhere.
He's dirty. He's...
Why do you think he's dirty? I'm sorry, you're throwing a lot of stuff out here.
Do you not remember anything of, like,
no, they won the championship fair and scored. They, like,
I'm not talking about,
team
like, championship.
I think you're projecting assistant coaches' transgressions upon Tomlin, which isn't
well,
fair.
Well, that's exactly what we
do. It ties in your case of
Saints
the organization is undisciplined.
And that
but
was his assistant
that
coach.
You're putting things on Tomlin that don't necessarily
well,
go on.
Well,
this
assistant coach was the Bounty Gate person.
Well, I'm talking about mainly in my mind. I'm talking about when
so
he
how do we know
Jacoby
Sean
Jones
Payton knew?
That wasn't him. That
was definitely
coach
him. I will look that up right
Sean Payton knew.
That was definitely
you think
like
Sean
Tomlin
Payton knew?
Yeah.
Okay.
He tried to.
Well, then the assistant coach
we
was elected
on
the head coach.
How did we get to Bounty Gate?
Because we're talking about, you said assistant
you
coaches
said
are
like
reflected
the
on the head coach. And I said the Saints situation is kind of the same because the assistant coach is the one and they never knew if the head coach actually knew, which he said he didn't.
Anyway.
It's the same situation, assistant coach reflecting on the head coach.
Anyway, with that money, the Steelers opened up an Antonio Brown trade, as well as the trade of Marcus Gilbert, offensive tackle to the Cardinals. They re-signed Marquise Pouncey, making him the highest paid center in the NFL.
That's a waste of money.
And Ramon Foster, a solid guard.
That's a good investment. The
Why
center
is the
a waste of money.
Why?
I just don't think the center should get paid that much.
Why?
I think they should invest their money more in tackles and guards if they're going to spend their money. And for them at this point, especially looking at a situation where they can bolster their defense, because there's a lot of times last year where their offense couldn't move the ball effectively. And maybe that was because of the inconsistency, locker room drama, and stuff like that. But there was a lot of endgame situations where the defense ended up being the issue. And I think the defense would be a better investment rather than paying all the money for the center. But at the same time, I don't think in the NFL, centers should be getting that big of contracts, because I don't think in the end, they do snap the ball and they do have to have quick releases. But if you can get a guy who's serviceable and doing that, he shouldn't get paid as much as the guards and tackles.
So, I don't know if you know this, but centers are part of the offensive line, which means they also have to
block. Yes, I understand.
They are also, most often than not, the leader of the offensive line and are in charge of keeping
Pouncey
that unit
cohesive.
What
does well and that makes
Pouncey
him a good center
good.
Is not because of that. It's because when they pull him outside on runs, he's an extremely good blocker.
So he has value.
Yes, he does have value, but not that much value.
I think you're
They'd
wrong.
They'd be better investing their money somewhere else.
He's one of the best centers in the NFL, and I think
Cool. Centers shouldn't get paid that much. That's the end of
that. Well,
we
can talk
line.
About that later, because some things happened with that as well. To add with Marcus Gilbert,
cool.
I think that's a great pickup for
Hopefully
a Cardinals team that really needed just about anyone.
Not really. The
that.
Cardinals, honestly, aren't as bad as
the
people
Cardinals
think.
Have a terrible O-line.
The Cardinals are not as bad as people think.
They're horrible.
They have actually have some pieces that can contribute to their future.
Okay, but none on the line. That's what I'm saying.
They definitely do.
Who?
Give me a second.
Exactly.
No, they definitely do, because last year one of their guys was in the best percentages in terms of when running, blocking, or whatever. He had the best percentage of, what do you call him when you flatten the defense? I forget.
Pancakes?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Mike Iupati?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, he's a free agent and he's not going back, so they didn't have anything on the O-line. Plus, he's old.
Let me check.
In other news, you know how the McCourty brothers were both in New England?
Oh, but
and
also, Logan,
that?
Their whole entire offensive line got hurt last year.
Exactly,
Every
but it wasn't good to begin
gone.
With. So you could use a consistent
How do you
guy
know
like
that?
Gilbert.
Three of them got hurt in the first three games.
Because they weren't good last year.
Oh my gosh.
Or excuse me,
that.
The year before last year.
They added three new people in between the 2 years. So how do you know they're going to be bad?
Because they haven't been good in
okay,
like
but those
three
guys
years.
Like never got to play. They played two or three games of the whole season. They
anyway.
Played backups.
Yeah, the backups weren't good. The starters weren't
Let's see
good.
Here. So those guys who got injured, most of them are leaving. So the backups, yeah, the backups aren't very good usually. I mean,
either way, O-line's a huge need is what I'm trying to say. And Marcus Gilbert fills a huge need as a good tackle. Moving on, Michael Bennett is potentially going to get traded to the Pats. I don't know if it's official yet, but like the deal's been agreed on.
Verbal agreement, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think it's happened, per se. Is Michael Bennett a good pickup for a Patriots team, which definitely is in need of edge rush, especially after Trey Flowers is now gone? Jackson, Jacob, Joseph, please.
No, I think that Michael Bennett is just an all-around good player. He's getting out of his prime, I think. He's getting a little bit older, but Patriots, biggest thing on their team, that's already one of the best teams in the league as they won a Super Bowl last year. Like, you can always improve on defensive line and just depth in that way, because those guys work harder than anyone in the field. Just the constant pass rush, giving it all 100% every single play. Michael Bennett has shown that for the Seahawks, has shown that for all the teams that he's played for. So I think that he's a good asset on any team you give him. And the Patriots got a nice 1 year deal off of him, right? That's
solid, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a good move, I think, yeah.
Other moves that are happening.
Hey,
Dwayne
Joe
Allen.
Barksdale isn't bad.
Who?
Joe Barksdale on Arizona. He was hurt last year, though.
Fine. Dwayne Allen was released for the Patriots and signed with the Dolphins, which is a decent tight end signing for them.
Oh, geez.
Eric Weddle is now a Ram.
Woo, that's a good signing.
Definitely a solid signing. Fills a
Love
huge
well.
Need up there. Plus, they don't have to...
The Cardinals need, like, four offensive linemen.
They don't have to give up... Okay. Yeah, there's my point. They need four offensive linemen. Also happening, Carlos Hyde getting a one-year deal. The
I really
City
like
Chiefs.
That deal. That deal is really good, because Damian Williams got his new deal, which isn't a high amount of money. I think he's going to be a really good running back, but they're also bringing a veteran in it to supplant that.
The Raiders re-signing Jonathan Hankins to a two-year deal and also trading Kelechi Osemele to the New York Jets.
Wait, then they also signed Brown?
Yeah, we'll get into that. Okay. Justin Houston being released by the Chiefs, putting him into the free agent pool. The Rams re-signing outside linebacker Dante Fowler, which is a deal I don't like. Danny Amendola going to the Lions. And Malik Jackson. DeSean Jackson, also. Both those Jacksons going to the Eagles.
Hate him.
So the Eagles fill a need at D-tackle and at wide receiver, a solid deep threat. I really don't like the Dante Fowler signing. I'd rather have Ndamukong Suh, even though he's older. I think Fowler isn't that good.
Wait,
a lot of people are banking
on
potential
money
that he hasn't shown. Dante Fowler got re-signed on like a one-year, $12 million deal. I'd rather have Suh for more. For 1 year. I'd rather have him for more over Dante
Fowler. I think Fowler's value is proved in that game when he had that, that he hit him in the arm for that pass breakup and they got that.
One play doesn't make a player worth $12 million.
A bush in Kazakhstan will laugh when we hear the name, because a bush means the hair around the testes.
We're going to suspend you from the podcast.
I think you're going crazy, man.
He's going loco.
I'm done.
All right.
Wait till Carl's
gone. Either way, I don't think Dante Fowler was worth it. I think he's getting paid off potential that he's flashed, but hasn't flashed consistently, and I'd rather have a player who's proven to be a star in the league than someone who could just as easily bust. Do you disagree with me?
Dante Fowler? Oh, yeah. I mean, he was good, and I was like had high hopes for him on the Jaguars. But honestly, I'm not very impressed with how he's been performing. Like, he's never a headline guy. He might be one of those
guys.
Which is
what he was supposed to be.
Exactly.
When
he came in
the top five. I think at three, if I remember.
So if, I mean, he's still a rookie. He's young. He has a lot of improvement. Clearly, that he needs to go through.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna take a chance on him, he's a risky chance, very risky. If you're gonna pass it to Ndamukong Suh, who is a seasoned veteran, and definitely impacted the Rams' defense immensely. So, yeah, do at your own risk with Dante Fowler. You're on the last strings of hope for me.
Last thing that we want to talk about real fast. In Vikings news, the Vikings parted ways with safety Andrew Sendejo.
Oh,
he will be making football violent again in a different place. And Mike Remmers has also been released.
Oh, good riddance.
Yeah.
Also, news just coming in. Brand new news on two fronts. The Packers have officially released linebacker Nick Perry, and the Bills are intending to sign the former Washington Football Team offensive lineman Ty Nasecki. So those moves both just happened. The Perry one is clearly the bigger one, and as we'll talk about later, the Packers have made a move at pass rusher, which made him a little redundant. So let's start talking about the actual free agency signings in this period. Because immediately after the tampering period opened, Trent Brown signed a 4-year, $66 million contract with the Oakland Raiders. $36.75 million of that is guaranteed. He is now the highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL. Is he worth it?
How much did you say he was
getting
paid?
$66 million over 4 years, $36 million guaranteed, almost $37 million guaranteed. It's the highest annual value of an offensive lineman.
Jeez.
Is it worth it?
I think he's a good signing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna bring impacts. Long term wise, I'm not sure. I mean, it's always a risk with offensive linemen, with wear and tear on their bodies. But, you know, I think that team needs a huge upgrade, and I think that this is the best move that they could have done. Jacob, do you have anything?
Fact. It's a good move.
Trent Brown is young. He's 25. He has traditionally been a right tackle.
Brown? No, they paid way too much. For the Raiders? Yeah, the Raiders paid way too much. They could have looked to other places to leverage more money, especially with their cash flow issues they're having. They should have found somebody for less money. They should throw money at more money at Le'Veon Bell.
Well, clearly those cash flow issues may have been overblown a little bit because they're spending some serious money this offseason.
Cash flow issues, not cash. Them have.
I said cash flow issues.
No. But the issue is them. It's not them having cash. It's the cash flow issues.
I know.
Okay.
That's what I said.
They have the cash. They can offer people.
I'm aware that they have the cash and the cap, but I know they're going to have flow issues, especially because they're going to have trouble getting people to show out in Oakland. Trent Brown, young, traditionally a right tackle. I want to see what he does outside of New England.
Yeah.
Because he was good but not great in San Francisco. And he's a big mauler. The Raiders have a lot of money tied up in their offensive line. And they did get rid of Osmele, which opens up the room for a Trent Brown type guy. But I see them having three tackles on the roster right now with Donald Penn, Trent Brown, and Colton Miller, and unless you're moving Colton Miller inside, that's a lot of money you're paying for a backup tackle. So, I mean, I don't love the move. It's like a solid C grade for me. What would you guys put on it? I'll give it a solid C.
I think it's a C plus.
Alright.
He's young, potential. A little bit more too pricey, though.
Okay.
Jager?
Same as Jackson.
Okay. Joseph?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in that C range.
Got it. Shortly after this, we had a couple more releases and re-signings. Jason Peters, the Eagles left tackle, signs a 1-year deal to keep him there. Jermaine Gresham gets cut along with Darren Fells, so two tight ends leaving their teams. And then Quan Alexander, coming off an ACL tear, signs a 4-year, $54 million deal, half of that guaranteed with the San Francisco 49ers. He will be stepping in, filling that Reuben Foster spot that was obviously vacated when they released it this last year. It's a lot of money. What do you guys think?
ACL tears, man. Some players come back even better. Adrian Peterson. Some players come back and they don't have any... What? 2,000 yards, bro.
Okay.
He came back and he's...
Some players come back and they're never the same. And I think...
Adrian Peterson.
No. 2,000 yards.
The second
following
one. The second one.
But...
Adrian Peterson still isn't bad.
I think that it's going to be a huge risk. Kind of medium reward. I never really saw like immense like star power from this guy. But I mean, teams right now are desperate for defense right now, I think. Especially with the powerhouses with the Chiefs and the Rams. You're gonna have to find pieces that can really stop these teams. And quite frankly, if you have defense, right? Yeah, he's a defensive player.
Yes, he's a linebacker.
Okay. Good. Okay. Sorry. I was thinking Lux. Sorry. But no, I think ACL tears are really hard to come back from. I really hope, wish him the best, that he lives up his contract. But honestly, it's a really risky move. But some teams are going to have to make those moves, I think. Yeah. Jacob? Nothing?
Are you dead? All right. Joseph, anything to add?
No, just like what Jack said, risky moves, yeah, but, I mean, these teams obviously know things that we don't, because we see it as risky, but they probably have way more information on it than we do, but, they probably have more confidence in it, but, yeah, overall, it's risky.
It's a lot of money. Will Barnwell from ESPN gave it a D+. I'd give it a C as well, because I think Alexander is a solid player. But obviously there's a lot of money in coming off that injury. That's a risk. So I also stick it as a C.
Oh. Yeah, I'll go C- on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do C.
What one are we talking about?
Quan Alexander.
Oh yeah, he's pretty solid. He's been a good player for the Buccaneers for a couple of years. He's really good at pursuing and tackling the ball. I remember on Madden back in the day, I used to use him all the time to get him in shape because the Buccaneers were dumb in Madden and gave him away cheap. Great linebacker, really good pursuit after the ball carrier. That's a good move. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm kind of far away, but...
All right, you can get closer.
I can't.
Jacob, do we have actual mail?
Do we have actual... my computer's not open anymore. I'm not allowed to use it. Joseph suspended me, and I respect Joseph's choice, so I'm going to respect it.
Oh my gosh. Why?
I'm respectable.
The Chicago Bears re-signed tight end Ben Broniker.
Yeah.
Whoa! Power move.
Real power move from the Bears. And Kevin Johnson, a former first-round pick, was added by the Buffalo Bills.
I'm
going to
be honest with you. I have no idea who Kevin Johnson is.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea who most of these people are.
I have no idea who Kevin Johnson is. Is he good? I've never heard of him, honestly.
He's eh.
What team is he from, originally?
He was released by the Texans.
Well, that's the reason he got released.
I mean, he was just very eh, in my opinion, at least.
All right.
The Detroit Lions spent a lot of money, and the first person they spent a lot of money on was Justin Coleman, a nickel cornerback from Seattle. 4 years, $36 million, which is a lot of money for a nickel corner.
Justin Coleman, then shortly after,
the big, probably one of the, it's going to end up being the biggest contract in free agency, Trey Flowers, to the Lions, 5 years, somewhere between $16-17 million annually. Boy, they spent some money. So you guys can talk on Justin Coleman briefly, but obviously the big fish here is Trey Flowers. What do we think about Trey Flowers leaving New England, going to Detroit?
Trey, he's definitely going for the money. Patriots are running out of cap space, and Trey, he's a decent player.
That's not going to work.
And he wants money. Because he's running out of his prime.
He's going to be on a team where he might be the only bright spot, or he might not be good at all. That's what happens to the Patriots players. I'm letting you know, they drop him for a reason. There ain't no... They either can't pay him for what they think the output is, or they're just not worth it anymore. That's why they drop him.
I think Trey Flowers...
Lions overpaid, Jackson.
I'm talking about
Trey Flowers right now. Like, yeah, that's what Trey, using his Patriots and like being a decent player there, coming to a team that needs help in that area.
Oh yeah,
he's getting a payday. And
that's a
game rich
quick scheme.
Perfect.
That's what they call it.
Perfect.
You got to go play for the Patriots for about two years and then go leave.
No,
there's two teams, the Titans and the Lions, who each have former Patriots guys up there and are on a recent trend of getting old Patriots players. It clearly doesn't stop.
I got 3 hours and 30 minutes of sleep last night.
I think Trey Flowers transcends the typical Patriots player mold that you're talking about. He's better than those players. He's going to be in a system that's familiar to him. And he's going to join some solid players on that defense. I think it's a very good signing. The Justin Coleman one, I'm not as much on. I'd give it a D, but I'd give Trey Flowers at least a B.
Yeah, I'm giving
that's
B minus. But.
I am giving the Trey Flowers my signing an F.
Good to know.
I'm actually serious about that too. Don't mess with Patriots players. I'm gonna be honest with you. Don't mess with them.
Jeez. Okay.
How about Jimmy Garoppolo?
He got traded, and they wanted what's best for him. They literally traded him. They got a bigger offer from the Browns, and they wanted what's best for him to trade up for him.
No.
You can trade for Patriots players.
Oh my god.
You cannot sign them in free agency. But the thing you have to be careful on Patriots players is guys who are just tacklers within the system. You have to be careful on system players because Jamie Collins was not a good investment by the Browns.
He's pretty good.
No,
I want to talk about this next one, but I'm going to use limited commentary so I don't fall into a trap. The Washington football team signed Landon Collins.
So the Redskins signed Landon Collins?
6 years, $84 million. That's one I like a lot as well.
Everyone on this podcast is still salty over the Reuben Foster signing, and it's one of the, like, can you say the Washington team's name?
It's not just the Reuben Foster signing.
They're salty. I feel bad, honestly, for the Washington Redskins because of the Alex Smith injury. That's a terrible injury, and I don't understand why we don't say their name. because
I wasn't here when you.
It's
whether
not
that's
just
politically motivated, religiously motivated. Yeah, I'm not sure why.
I just do it because he's there a bad organization.
Yep, that's why I did it as well.
I don't. I feel like they this past year they actually had a good year.
The Reuben Foster
in terms of an organization,
because
what they did is they handled every situation well. They put out a press release from the player, from the team, and said why they did it. They never did that before.
That does not make.
I think they've evolved as an organization, and they made good signings and veterans that will lead their locker room last year. I don't have anything against.
Was that a Super Bowl team?
I don't hold grudges. Also, is that the broken chair right there?
Yeah.
Oh. We're not throwing it out? Are we keeping it as a memento? Can Jackson hang in his room?
No. I can go throw it away.
We'll deal with it after the show.
Jackson's trying to fix it.
Landon Collins
broke
is
in the middle?
Yeah.
Landon Collins is a good safety.
It's
a lot of money.
And
they paid a lot of player. They played one player a lot of money to fill two holes.
Are you
seeing
kissing the chair?
No.
Seeing as they're letting both Haha Clinton Dix
walk.
Goodbye, and
my
they,
lover.
And,
my
and they released DJ Swearinger during the season, you know, because that locker room wasn't accountable.
He's good, though.
Yeah. And they released him because he was critical of the locker room. I think that was, it was warranted criticism, and I think
they
overreacted.
I mean, that's what they should do.
No.
If someone's contributing
something
to a bad
was wrong
room.
In that locker room, and he called it to attention, and they released him because they didn't want to deal with
room.
It.
How do you know that?
My sources tell me.
Okay.
My
cool.
sources tell me.
I care less about your sources.
I give Landon Collins a C as well. Partly
I can't even.
The money.
How do you guys do this? Innocent until proven guilty, and a guy calling it out. So we should have believed Antonio Brown when he said all those things.
What things?
About the locker room, about Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
We should believe all of that.
Yes,
I did.
Okay. Good. That's just what I wanted to know. That's it. That's
it wasn't just Antonio Brown.
Should we believe everything Le'Veon Bell said?
About what?
About the locker room.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's been going on for years, and multiple players have said it. There's clearly problems, dude.
Let's just ask Juju.
They thought
yeah,
it was
honestly,
therapeutic
Juju
to raid a guy's locker last year.
Juju said it's good on his YouTube channel, so I don't know what y'all are tripping about. Juju, actually, Juju.
I don't think it's like the whole.
Actually,
okay.
Juju,
when
Juju
I,
would just be like, everything's good. He's
with
just
ben
like in his vibes.
It's just the relationship that Ben
Juju's like comes into work, everyone's just like punching each other in the locker room. He's like, let's get it going, boys.
I imagine Juju Smith-Schuster is the dog
Juju,
in that
don't
meme.
Shake your head.
Like
you know
Juju
is
sitting
a
at
great
wide
receiver. You're just salty Thomas Davis left the Panthers.
This is
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoots, how salty are you at Thomas Davis left? You hear me. You literally
no, 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 no.
Stop.
We're not moving on from
why are we having
I'm talking
three
about
conversations?
Antonio
do the
Brown,
show.
Le'Veon
we're doing
Bell.
The show.
Can I say I'm sorry that he's gone?
Massive.
He did a good job.
Jacob, we are doing the show.
He
we
was
cannot
a good
have,
Panther.
Hey, we cannot have three conversations
yes,
at
can.
One time.
No,
no.
I'm done with that discussion.
It's not
no,
pleasant
I'm not done
to the five
yet.
People
okay,
that
go
listen.
Ahead, go ahead.
Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. Those guys are toxic. Ben Roethlisberger, extremely critical. Thinks he's hot stuff. Thinks he's the best freaking player that's ever played the game.
He is.
And so, bet! That is a huge
he's
bet.
He's kind of proven
and,
he is.
No,
honest.
He's not.
Yeah,
he literally,
his stats back it up.
Are you kidding me?
Cool.
At the time that he was giving critical
oh, I hate
constructive
him. I hate him already. But
to Antonio Brown?
I know. I hate it, Ben Roethlisberger. I'm
he
just saying.
Antonio
like,
Brown?
His stats back it up, what he says, so.
No, if you're talking about the past 3 years, and his
no, I'm saying like in the past, yeah.
Oh my god!
I mean, he's on the decline for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely
he's
on
been on
the
decline for the past
no,
5 years since he won the Super
no,
Bowl.
No, well, like 3 years, but he's on a he no 3 years ago he hit a sharp decline.
I just don't see how you don't
injury.
See that locker room toxic.
Yeah, let's talk about some other deals.
Why is Le'Veon and Antonio Brown?
Yeah, let's move on.
Locker room.
Let's talk about
sorry.
Some other deals
continue.
That happened.
Or Le'Veon wants his money. They keep franchise tagging him. That's
he
the management.
Clearly
team.
Wants
they
his
freaking
money.
Keep franchise. Okay, so it's the management too.
Management. Team,
yeah. Okay.
Locker room.
Okay, as you said, Mike Tomlin should have been
Logan.
Fired. You can't shut me down after you shut me down.
Well, because Logan, I made my point. You made your point. We're going to go into this.
Well, oh my gosh.
Bobby Hart Shoot. Signed a 3-year, $21 million deal with the Cincinnati Bengals, and it's the worst signing in the offseason. He's a horrible offensive tackle. He gave up tons of sacks, tons of quarterback hits and rushes, and the Bengals thought it would be the right decision to give that man $7 million a year. They're dumb. That's all I have to say about that. It's an F.
Agree.
Yeah, I agree totally.
What you guys are doing?
I don't know how they thought that was a right move, and just shows that the Bengals are not going to be in contention for a while. They're just wasting AJ Green's career away.
Aren't the Bengals always just wasting like an average team? Am I not wrong? Aren't the Bengals just always like an average make the playoffs team or average miss?
Sure, they're not even like average make the playoffs
team. No, they're a
below
average team, but they have the red rifle. That sometimes
they have the red rifle.
The red rifle is overrated.
I don't know if he's overrated.
He had one really good year, or one or two.
He may be properly rated, but he's not.
I think people.
He's a lower tier NFL quarterback.
He's definitely in decline right now.
I have a question for you: is Andrew Luck a top five quarterback in the NFL?
I wouldn't say top five.
I think he is.
I'd give it to him.
Last year I said Deshaun Watson was, and the way he ended, he doesn't deserve it.
Patrick Mahomes.
Brady, Breeze, Mahomes.
Luck.
Kirk Cousins.
Wilson.
Wilson,
Luck.
No, not Luck. Rodgers?
We already said Rodgers.
Rodgers. Yeah. Brady, Breeze, Mahomes, Rodgers, Luck.
Yeah, Luck. I put Wilson
Luck
at
over
six.
Wilson.
Wilson at six.
That's hard. I mean, he's definitely like top six or top seven.
Yeah, he's up there.
I'd take
Wilson.
Anyway,
over Luck, but that's just me.
The Jets were a team that made some moves.
Whoa!
Jameson Crowder was the first of those moves.
Yeah,
on a 3-year, $28.5 million deal.
He's not that good.
He's a little bit of an overrated player, but I still think he's a solid receiver who gives Sam Darnold a weapon, which is something
a weapon needed. Who he'll hopefully throw it in the general area of.
Anyway, I think it's a solid signing. It's a weaker wide receiver class, and I would have rather had Jameson Crowder for that much money compared to the Tennessee Titans, who paid Adam Humphries 4 years, $36 million. I like Adam Humphries, but boy, that was an overpay.
Oh, it remains to be seen. He's never been one of the featured wide receivers in an offense. So.
Exactly, and he got $36 million.
Maybe they see something. Who knows?
I think he's just bang average. I like the Jameson Crowder deal, though.
I hate the Jameson Crowder deal.
Okay.
Humphries was on the Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah.
But
he was
really
never
good.
A top option.
He wasn't bad. He's third option.
He's a pure slot receiver.
At the end of the year,
he's,
he had
like
six
Wes
or seven.
Welker light.
I think it's remained to be seen what he can do. That's what I would say. Also, the Jameson Crowder signing was just god awful. So.
Okay.
Jameson Crowder?
He was
the top wide receiver in Washington.
Yeah, in Washington.
I disagree. Jameson's electric, but all right, we can move on.
Frank Gore signed to the Buffalo Bills to not be the feature back there.
And I'm petty.
How old is Frank Gore?
36.
Oh my god.
But he's like ancient in running back years.
Yeah.
Wait, did AP get signed?
Not yet.
A piece of free agent.
Wait, who got all the Tavius Murray?
Bring him back to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
So the Frank Gore deal happened. The Lions made more moves, getting Jesse James.
Wait, sorry, who got Frank Gore?
The Bills.
Oh, poor Frank Gore.
Kenny Vaccaro returns to the Tennessee Titans. He was good for them last year. It's a solid fit back again, and they didn't pay too much there. And then we get to the first quarterback off the board. Nick Foles gets paid. Holy moly.
Holy schmoly.
4 years, $88 million, $50 million guaranteed
50.
To the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And he has the potential with incentives to get $102 million.
Yep.
Which is, in fact, more money than they were paying Blake Bortles, who will no longer be a Jacksonville Jaguar.
But they will still pay.
So I think the real question we got to ask here is when Blake Bortles gets released, one, should the Patriots sign him? And two, will the Patriots turn him into the next Joe Montana?
The Patriots will have Josh Rosen on the roster this season, so they will not need him.
The Eagles will sign
him. Honestly, I love the idea of Blake Bortles going to the Patriots.
But he's not
going to
because Josh
Rosen's going to be on the team.
Yeah.
Like, I want that to happen. I want it to happen.
Josh Rosen will.
Foles fit in the Jaguars. Good fit, bad fit.
They need an established quarterback, so it's good. The need outweighs the cost.
Foles is the best free agent quarterback, I think, out on the market. And I think that the Jaguars need someone long-term.
I would say Foles is the best.
Who do you think is the best?
He has two gloves.
Teddy Bridgewater already re-signed.
He re-signed today.
Yeah,
so he was the best quarterback. Because Foles signed yesterday.
I disagree.
I 100% disagree.
Teddy two gloves.
Teddy was the best
quarterback. The second best is Nick Foles.
Okay.
But
Teddy does not have that
question. The Jaguars cannot afford to take a risk. They need an established quarterback. in the draft, they would not have gotten Kyler Murray or Dwayne Haskins, because Kyler Murray will go number one, and to number six, the Giants will, Dwayne Haskins will go. Jackson, I'm just saying what I've heard based on the sources that I've looked at.
I know.
Murray will go number one. I'm
stupid,
not making
though.
Any decision.
I know.
I'm saying
I
think.
I know, it's just stupid.
Okay, and then number six would be Dwayne Haskins, so they
not
don't
you.
Think, though. I talked with Logan before this earlier, I don't think they thought they'd have a quarterback there, and they obviously aren't going to go Teddy, so Nick Foles was the best option. So they had to pay a lot of money. I mean, you have to get Foles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who would you rather have, Nick Foles or Kirk Cousins?
Nick Foles.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
I disagree. Yeah, I'm going with Kirk Cousins.
I'd rather have Kirk Cousins, but
why
I'd rather,
are you
I'd rather
my
have
phone?
That compared to
checking
Nick Foles'
the
game.
Time.
Kirk Cousins guarantee
you
contract.
You
that's
that.
Rough.
How do you know my password?
Because you've told all of us it, and it's easy.
Did I? Frick.
The Bills get Tyler Kroft, so they add a tight end. I touched on Adam Humphries. The Bears get Mike Davis, a backup. The Bengals re-sign CJ Uzoma.
I thought you said the same.
Sounds right. 3 years, $18 million.
I can't wait till he gets to 18 million.
And then we get to another bigger deal: the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu. To the Kansas City Chiefs, he will pair in the back with Eric Berry, forming a great safety tandem. 3 years, $42 million. It's one of my favorite signings.
Love it.
I think it's a solid deal for a guy who can play safety and has also been durable, capable of covering slot guys if needed. It's not too much of an overpay. I think he's a good fit in that defense that desperately needs help on the back end.
How old is he now?
27.
Oh, wow. He's so...
26, excuse me. I think he'll be 27 by the beginning of the season, though.
Yeah, that's a great pickup. Honey.
Is that all we have to say about that?
Yeah.
Give it a grade. I give an A.
A. That's
a
good grade.
Minus.
Hate him.
Jacob? Agree, disagree? What do you think about it? Just
good.
Be alive down here, all right?
I didn't hear what you were saying.
Tyrann Mathieu, good signing, bad signing. What do you think?
A plus.
Oh, yeah, great signing. They need defense.
All right. Devin Funchess joins the Colts in one of those deals that I absolutely hate. I give it an F because I don't think you signed those one-year guy, or you signed those young guys on a one-year contract if they need to try to get better, you know? It's 1 year, it's $13 million. Again, it doesn't hurt much, but it's not doing anything for them. I don't think Funchess is that good of a receiver anyway.
Yeah. Seems pretty pointless.
I give that one like a D.
Minus.
All right. Speaking of centers, Jacob, this is the one I wanted to ask you about. Mitch Morse, former Kansas City Chiefs center, signs a deal with the Buffalo Bills. A 4-year, $44.5 million contract. Mitch Morse is 26, has been one of the best centers since he entered the league, and I definitely think he's worth it.
Duty calls.
Who called? Your mom?
No.
Can we talk to your mom on air?
No.
Jackson thinks he's...
Wasn't my mom?
And then all of us.
God, it was
Jacob, answer the
question. Okay, so yeah... good signing.
I don't know if Jackson knows who we're going to talk about here because he had to take a call, so here's what we're going to do. Jackson, you don't know who we're talking about, so please, please give your take on who you think we're talking about.
Well, he's a very versatile player. I think that he will bring a lot of depth to this organization. I'm giving some very insightful insight. I also think that he'll bring an asset to a place that this team really needs for a playoff push this season and to keep the dominance that they have had.
Oh, you were so close.
Damn it!
Well, we were talking about Mitch Morse going to the Bills.
Okay.
The center. I was with you right up until you said continued success
dominance,
and then dominance,
okay.
And I was he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Amazing quarterback skills.
I was waiting for it. Like, I mean, Morse has played guard, I think. He is versatile on the line. It was a solid take right until then. I'm not gonna lie. I was very impressed by your ability.
Can we get on to the signing that's the most funny?
All right, Broncos. Kareem Jackson, 3 years, $33 million. I absolutely love him.
It takes so long and meaningless signings. Let's go.
I love Kareem Jackson. I give it an A++++.
You're a Broncos fan. No one cares. I give it an F.
Anthony Barr. Anthony Barr signed.
Thank you.
Okay.
Had agreed to sign with the Jets, and then today he took it back.
Okay. Well, you know, actually, I didn't see before the Vikings re-upped their offer, apparently, yeah, so that's why he resigned.
Well, that plus he knows the area.
Oh, that means you're paying him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
the Jets were paying $15 million. We offered 12. We upped to 13.5, yes. And he changed his mind today.
Because it's like,
Jets?
$1.5 million or losing?
This now contender with a little bit.
All right, you guys are Vikings fans. I'll let you guys lead the conversation on Anthony.
Sorry,
Barr.
We already were kind of, but
the memes are amazing.
The memes are hilarious.
The memes are amazing.
Look at the memes. They're great.
Are you raising your hand?
Anthony Barr, interior line. I mean, linebacker. He's doing amazing work in Minnesota.
He's definitely invited to Aaron Rodgers' Thanksgiving party.
Aaron Rodgers is definitely excited that he's coming back. I think that Joseph and I were really, really disappointed last night when you were
talking. Who's Joseph?
Joseph, another
hello
guy here.
You get 2 minutes
but
from that. That's disrespectful to Joseph.
But honestly,
Joseph didn't say I get 2 minutes.
Shh, 2 minutes.
Regardless of whether or not he went to the Jets, he went to the Vikings. I respect the hell out of Anthony Barr and what he's done for the organization. He deserves every penny he's getting.
Okay, he left though.
No,
what
didn't.
Do you think about him taking the contract? Do you
I don't blame
him
at
doing
all.
That?
No.
How do you blame a man for getting his money?
He deserved so much money that we could not give him.
I don't
no
get mad at players when
all.
They leave for money.
Okay,
exactly. I'm all for players
after
going to get that money. But loyalty's nice.
Loyalty's
nice.
Yeah.
No.
Do we pay Anthony Barr too much? Okay.
No.
What do you think about the Vikings free agency outlook after this?
It's going to be difficult. They have to reconstruct Everson Griffin's contract, and if he's not willing to do that, they're going to lose him. So that would be tough.
Plus, you guys got no cap space to fill out.
Well, we freed
holes.
Up 10 million.
We have the 31st. We have the 31st.
But we could get rid of Trey Wayne's
and
free up 9 million.
And we could just get rid of that quarterback, that bum.
Yeah. Heineke.
We could get rid of that $80 million contract.
Bring back Jake
Winkie.
Oh, that'll free up those spaces. All of
Josh
Rosen.
Oh wait, Josh Rosen's a bust. My bad.
You guys want to hear my prediction for the Vikings this year? Kirk Cousins gets hurt within the first 3 games. Trevor Siemian comes in and leads us to a playoff push.
No,
Simeon's a free agent,
Taylor
man.
Heineke.
Oh, yeah, shoot, you're right.
Taylor
former
Heineke.
Bronco Trevor Siemian is a free agent.
Not Taylor Heineke.
Well,
no, the dude we got from the Broncos. The dude we got from the Broncos.
Yeah, Trevor Siemian, he's a free agent.
No, 3 years ago, when we assigned to the practice squad for, like, the largest practice squad thing ever. What's his name? I'll be back in a second.
Oh, no, I know.
We signed him to, like, the largest.
Paxton Lynch?
No, we signed him to like the largest practice squad contract ever.
Not Taylor Heineke?
We got him from the Broncos.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, we'll go back to the Raiders because the Raiders also signed LaMarcus Joyner, a safety, a former Los Angeles Ram.
Kyle Slaughter.
Oh.
Slaughter.
Oh, yeah. He
think he's
the guy that did
good.
Really good for us. But,
yeah, you're not doing him. What do you guys think about the old LaMarcus? what do you think about the old LaMarcus Joyner contract?
He was big last year, so it's...
What do you all think about LaMarcus Joyner?
I have no idea.
He was great
sorry.
Last year.
I'm sorry.
You're right, he was for the Rams.
Yeah, he's a good cornerback.
He had a great year. He's a great corner.
He's a safety.
Whatever.
He plays nickel, doesn't he?
Same thing.
No, he's a coverage safety, though. He used to be a corner.
Oh, well, he's a good defensive back.
There we go. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
He played well for the Rams.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
All I know is that he was a big...
All I know that he's made a dirty hit on Teddy Bridgewater that knocked him out.
What?
That was LaMarcus Joyner.
Was it?
Yep.
I did not know that.
That hit that Teddy slid and he got knocked out. That
oh,
was LaMarcus
yeah,
Joyner.
I do remember
hate him.
I hate him. This signing
okay,
is terrible.
He wasn't knocked out.
And then
he's faking.
I'm going to talk with the Broncos once again because the Broncos gave Jawan James some of that money. 4 years, $52 million, $33 million guaranteed. It's a whole lot of money, but we got Mike Munchak, the greatest offensive line coach in the NFL
that
today.
That is debatable. Wait, who's the Browns dude? Bob Wiley is the best.
Bob Wiley is no longer with the Browns.
No.
Yeah.
Who's he with?
I don't know.
Whoever signs Bob Wiley will win the Super Bowl next year.
Anyway, Mike Munchak's the best offensive line coach in the NFL, and if he thinks Jawan James is worth that money, give him that money. That's where I stand on it. But none of you guys care, so let's move on.
Yeah.
Terrell Suggs,
Cardinals.
Oh, that was
is now an Arizona Cardinal. He has gone to the NFL's retirement home.
Rip Reagan.
This is actually so true.
What do y'all think about Terrell Suggs? Because I never thought I'd see him in anything but a Ravens jersey.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be the lifetime Raven.
Except for, you know, Pro Bowl jerseys.
How old is he now?
36.
Oh, man. He's coming down. I think he's just trying to find... I don't know.
Was he just demanding too much and the Ravens going to give it to him or what?
He said he was leaving. We don't know.
Oh, I understand.
Dang, that's tough.
I know in the past he had expressed interest to be a lifer like Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny if like he just retired with the Arizona Cardinals.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely fills a need, yeah. But mm-hmm. It's hard because you don't view the Cardinals as competitive per se. No. Speaking of Ravens linebackers, CJ Mosley signs with the Jets and doesn't change his mind. 5 years, $85 million, $51 million guaranteed. He is a 26-year-old, led the NFL in tackles for the best defense last year, and made 3 Pro Bowls in four years. I know it's a lot of money, but I still don't understand how the Ravens let that go.
Yeah.
They had a really solid linebacking core, and now they have nothing. But
I mean, I don't quite know what they're doing, letting everyone walk, but...
I mean, it's not like they were contenders either.
I mean, they are a contender. The Ravens were in the playoffs last year. You wanted to see them get better, and they've taken their greatest asset, and they've made it worse. They haven't done anything.
Full rebuild.
Around Lamar Jackson. A move I forgot to talk on the beginning of the show that happened when we were away was the Olivier Vernon trade. Olivier Vernon went to the Cleveland Browns in exchange for Kevin Zeitler, the guard, and they're going to be pairing him with defensive tackle Sheldon Richardson. So the Browns have made a couple of moves to shore up that D-line that I think are extremely
good.
With
Myles Garrett?
They got a great defensive line.
That's a nice defensive line. Actually,
they have a Gumbo Wawe.
And then let's talk about
Gumbo Wawe.
Let's talk about what the Packers.
He's really good.
Packers,
because the Packers have made moves, getting both Preston and Za'Darius Smith, two edge rushers.
Hey, brothers.
I don't believe so. Adrian Amos, a safety from the rival team, the Bears.
The Bears.
And Billy Turner, a former Denver Broncos offensive lineman.
Mm.
So, how have the Packers done today?
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, they've done some good moves. They've addressed their needs, and I think that's what they needed to do.
They have not addressed their needs in the slightest, but they have taken the right steps for it.
You're a biased Minnesota Vikings fan.
Not biased. Just know that there's a trash
Packers
team
draft
that
a quarterback.
Is nothing without Aaron Rodgers.
Jackson,
they need a defense.
Logan, tell him every position they addressed of all
the
players.
They need a quarterback.
Tell them every position.
The Packers
had a need at every single one of those positions.
Okay.
Packers had a big need at guard. Billy Turner is a player that's been constantly getting better for the Broncos.
Good. That's a need.
A guy I liked and wish we got back, but I get it. It's a lot of money, and I'd rather have Paredes back than him. They did not do a good job of rushing the passer last year. Clay Matthews has passed it a bit. Nick Perry was very ineffective, especially on his big contract. Getting Preston and Za'Darius Smith and then potentially maybe even drafting a guy with one of those two picks gives you good rotation of players that you can get to the passer with. Mm-hmm. And they definitely had a hole in that defensive backfield, especially after getting rid of HaHa Clinton Dix. And if anything, they improved on him with Amos. Amos is a baller.
Amos is from the Bears, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, he was
addition by subtraction for a division rival who you now get him on your team 2 times a week against the team he used to play for. I think
the
Packers might be one of my biggest winners in free agency right now. Even if I don't love the Za'Darius Smith contract, which is a bit of an
they addressed their needs well.
What do you think they haven't addressed?
I think that they need more help with the linebacking position, like linebacker and that backcourt.
They have 2 first-round picks.
Corner.
They have 2 first-round picks. They have Jair Alexander.
I guess it depends.
They have Josh Jackson. They've got potential, dude. That defense got
but
better.
Shot all last year.
That defense got better today.
Potential.
That defense got much better today.
I guess we'll see.
That's all I gotta say. Za'Darius Smith is a bit of an overpay, though. That's the only problem I have with it. I guess moving on, Josh Gordon gets a original round tender, which means
That was a good move.
If and when he is reinstated by the NFL, he is looking at a contract with the Patriots, which is a sign of good faith for the Patriots.
How many times has he gotten reinstated, bruh?
The Houston Texans.
How many times has Josh Gordon gotten reinstated?
Too many. The Houston Texans filled the hole that opened up with the loss of Tyrann Mathieu by adding Tashaun Gibson. Tashaun Gibson, who was cut by the Jaguars. I think it's a solid signing there. He'll slide right into that role.
Nah, he's
actually
replace him, though.
Why not?
You can't replace the Honey Badger.
Okay, I mean, that's fair, except he was always pretty good for the Jaguars. I think he's still a great safety.
Yeah, he's just not as good as Tyrann Mathieu.
All right. Teddy Bridgewater. I think we all thought he might go for a starting deal, and he's decided to go back to New Orleans.
Which is interesting.
Even after there was interest from Miami to make him the starter.
Hell no. He ain't going to Miami.
And 10 push-ups.
Isn't his whole family in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they moved there.
I repeat, 10 push-ups, Jacob.
Cool.
I'm surprised that Teddy Bridgewater returned. I'm happy he did, but I thought he'd want to get on the field sooner. That's just what I thought.
That's fair.
Oh, maybe he values his development behind Drew Brees.
Maybe he thinks like a Matt Castle situation is going to happen, where Drew Brees will hurt his toe and then he'll get to go in and play.
The San Diego Chargers get veteran linebacker Thomas Davis, who is an incredibly talented player. He's a good signing for a team that needed to fill that hole there. He won't cost him too much as he's a veteran, so I like it. Anybody have anything to add?
No, he's solid.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's,
Speaking of the New Orleans Saints, they signed Latavius Murray to a 4-year contract.
Good signing. It's a poor man's Mark Ingram.
Good for
him. Which means Mark Ingram is most likely moving on. Obviously.
Vikings? Mark Ingram's going to sign with the Dolphins.
Dude, that'd be solid.
The Dolphins don't pay for running backs.
Oh, no. The Dolphins already have Drake, don't they?
Yep.
Never mind. The Dolphins.
That means Dalvin Cook's going to be taken
the
Dolphins.
Who do you think where will Mark Ingram go?
Mark Ingram?
The Vikings aren't going to get him.
No, they don't.
Probably like the Jets or like someone that doesn't
get Le'Veon. If the Jets don't get Bell, probably.
I'm thinking like anyone who doesn't get Le'Veon is going to have a huge market.
You're true.
Mark Ingram.
Facts. But,
that's just my opinion.
Facts. Jackson dropping hard facts.
Thank you.
Alright, in a sign of good faith as well, Ryan Shazier will remain under contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They re-signed him?
Can he walk now?
They're giving him his contract. So the way it works is they're giving him the minimum salary, but he gets another year towards benefit and some pensions.
So he's still being paid.
He's on the reserve physically unable to perform list. He's on the PUP list.
Can he walk now?
He can, and he's trying to come back, and even if he never does play another down in the NFL,
the Dodgers might never
do it. It's one of the nicest things the Steelers have ever done. I love it. It's a sign of good faith to a player that was tragically injured.
And dedicated himself to the team.
And was going to be one of the best linebackers in the NFL at this rate. But as much as we hate on the Steelers, I gotta say, this is one of the coolest moves in the NFL. It's easily an A+ for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same with me.
A-.
Really?
I give it like a C.
Just because they're getting away.
Who's going to be like, oh, we're paying him the minimum
and treating
him right?
A- because I saved the A+ for the really, 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 really good moves. I love their good
moves. How is this not a really, really, really good
move? Because they're paying him. I love the... Because they're giving away money for a player who's on the physically unable to perform list. It's not hard to see.
Hospital bills.
No, it's not hard. Yes. That's good. That's why it's an A minus.
Oh, my God.
I'm not... Guys, just because I said an A minus isn't going to make it, like, a terrible thing. It's still a great gift. I recognize the Steelers made a good gift. But if we're speaking in terms of free agency, I'm not jumping to an A+ deal unless there's a 1 in 1,000 that I'll give an A+ to for that good percentage. I don't give A+s anyway.
You're crazy. I give it a C+.
All right, just a few other deals to talk about before we hit the end of what's happened so far. Some wide receiver moves. The Miami Dolphins have closed in on bringing back Devontae Parker on a 2-year deal. The deal is reported to be worth up to about $13 million if he hits every incentive. But the base salary is expected to be lower, and I think it's a solid contract for a young guy who hasn't quite panned out yet. But they're giving him the opportunity to, especially on a rebuilding team. And the Buffalo Bills give Josh Allen, the quarterback that can throw 300 yards on his knees, 2 new passes to overthrow with Cole Beasley and John Brown.
You really hate Josh Allen.
I actually like Josh Allen, but Josh Allen...
Why did you say 2 passes to overthrow you?
Because Josh Allen has accuracy issues that he needs to fix.
So does Sam Darnold. So does Josh Rosen.
So does Christian Ponder.
That's so does Lamar Jackson.
So does... Untrue.
So does Aaron Rodgers. Anyway, what do you think about the Beasley and Brown signing? Building the new Triple B's up in Buffalo. You thought Big Ben, Bell, and Brown was good. Wait till you get Brown, Beasley, and... I don't know. Who's it? Gore.
Yeah. You need Brown, Allen, and Gore.
Frank Bohr.
Mm. Frank Gore's actually been kind of productive for how old he is.
Because boars are, like, strong.
But his is spelled B-O-R-E, like, boring. Frank Bohr.
I don't think he's boring. He's actually a good runner.
I read somewhere once that Frank Gore couldn't read, and I don't know if that's not true, but I choose to believe that it is.
I highly doubt that.
I heard he was dumb as a rock.
Well, probably. A lot of football players are.
I like the John Brown signing. John Brown gets 3 years, $27 million.
You should put that in the
spring. He definitely showed some flashes last year until Lamar Jackson came on the scene, which is not to hate on Lamar Jackson. It's just that they didn't have that good connection. I think Josh Allen deserves a shot too. Cole Beasley's a good slot receiver.
Mm-hmm.
4 years, $29 million. It's not a bad contract for him either. I'd give them both just kind of like that B minus C plus deal.
Yeah.
And then the last two, I mentioned Ty Nasecki. That deal, by the way, is worth 2 years, $14.5 million, with about half of that guaranteed. Jordan Hicks, the former Philadelphia Eagles linebacker, middle linebacker, has decided to head to the NFL's retirement home in Arizona. A little early for a guy in his mid-20s, but... that contract is 4 years, $36 million, with about $12 million signing bonus and $20 million guaranteed. I like that deal. I like getting him for that compared to CJ Mosley. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like Mosley. I think Mosley's a top 5 middle linebacker in the game today. But you can get Jordan Hicks for that much less money. Boy, what a good signing for the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad offseason for them so far. So, I guess we can talk about our winners and losers of free agency so far and then see what players need to keep going or what players will need to go somewhere. So I'm going to single out the Packers. I think the Packers are winners for being aggressive and filling needs. Who do you guys view as winners right now?
Anthony Barr.
True.
I think, honestly, the Jets are winners because even though they didn't get Barr,
Antonio Brown
answered a lot of their needs. Antonio Brown.
He got a new spot.
The Raiders.
I mean, you got to give the Raiders a dub right now.
Yeah.
They just spent all that money. They had a lot of cap. We'll see how that works out for them.
Still have a decent amount.
Your winner.
Out to the Minnesota Vikings. Pointing up and trying to get into like Anthony Barr. Solid linebacker. I mean,
solid. He signed
it. One of the greatest to ever do it.
I'd also give winning shout outs to potentially the Broncos in my opinion.
Nope.
And also the I think the Buffalo Bills made some solid moves.
Mm-hmm.
And Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit had a good one.
Some losers.
The Chiefs had a good one.
Easily the biggest loser for me right now is the Baltimore Ravens.
That's what I was gonna say.
Why is that?
They let everybody walk.
Oh, yeah, that's because they didn't have space for that. But, yeah.
They got a lot of
John Brown was a good person to let walk. CJ Mosley and Suggs, both of them were not good. They should have let Suggs walk to kept Mosley.
I think the Tennessee Titans are a loser for me as well.
You stopped hitting me with the Rose?
Who do you guys view as losers?
Losers?
Yep.
I'd say the people with a lot of cap space that haven't done anything, like a huge...
Colts.
I think the Jets and the Colts, I would say, are losers until they make a move that we can justify with the money that they have. But I'm interested because the Colts we haven't heard a lot about with Le'Veon, which people thought would be...
You don't think the... you don't think that Mosley is justified with that cap? I'm just curious.
No cap.
Who are you talking to?
You, Jacob. You said you haven't made a, neither of them have made a move that justifies it, and I'm asking, do you guys think CJ Mosley is justified? Man, the answer was no.
I think it did because I had him as a winner.
CJ Mosley's a good player. That's a lot of money, though.
Any other losers that we got to talk about real fast?
No, not to that. Not that come to mind. Lots of winners, but like not many.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. All free agency moves look kind of decent until the year, and half of them won't pan out, and it'll be wacky.
Just some people, they pay them so much, and they expect so much, and it just sometimes they just don't.
Let's talk about some players that haven't moved yet and see what we think about them, and we'll lead with probably the biggest name on the board still.
Le'Veon Bell.
What do we think about him?
Where's he going to go?
I don't know, Jacob. You were squawking about it at lunch while you
squawking? Okay, I'm not talking anymore.
Squawking isn't talking. Okay, you can not talk.
It seems like Le'Veon Bell on his Twitter feed changed his theme, I guess you could call it, to green.
So Raiders.
That's what we're thinking.
Green for that money.
Yes, he's going to the Raiders.
Green for that money.
The Raiders is where he's going. 100% confirmed.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him go to the Raiders, but I think the Raiders are going to get outbid by a team that's desperate to throw that cash around, especially after being spurred by Anthony Barr. I think he's a Jet.
Yeah.
No, for sure. No, I totally agree with you.
Matt Paradis is still on the market, the center from Denver, 29 years old. Reports are that he has re-entered negotiations with the Broncos, and I think he would like to stay there. As a Broncos fan, I'd like him to stay there, as he's been the leader of our O-line and been the one consistent piece in years of turmoil there.
Do you think your coach, offensive line coach, is going to get hired away next year?
What?
Your O-line coach will get hired away next year?
Nope, because Munchak moved for family.
Yeah, but he was interviewing for a job. He was a final two
candidate. He interviewed for our job.
He was a final two candidate.
For our job?
Oh, no, he interviewed for another one. Him and Fangio were...
For the Denver Broncos job, yes. I like Paradis to stay.
That was the Broncos.
Earl Thomas is still on the board.
He's going Cowboys. He has to be going Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys have had a boner for Earl Thomas for like 3 years.
Whoa, jeez.
I'm not even joking. Everyone knows what that is.
They've
That's
been
not
flirting with each other.
They've been flirtatious, I should say, with each other for like 3 years. It's going to happen. The marriage has to happen.
The marriage will happen at some point. Bryce Callahan, the top slot corner on the market right now from the Chicago Bears, is most likely not going back there, but we don't know. Any idea where he'd fit? What team needs a corner?
Who was the player?
Vikings. Bryce Callahan.
Oh, I've never really heard of him.
I have.
Sorry.
Where would I think of fit? Whoever's willing to pay him. I think it's a sweepstakes on that one.
Okay, so thank you, a nothing take.
Yep.
Tyrell Williams.
He's going to take the cake.
Where's Tyrell Williams? I think he goes to Cleveland.
I think he goes to whoever offers him the highest contract.
Tyrell, he had a really good year with the Chargers.
He was solid.
With Keenan. Like, if considering that he had Keenan Allen fighting for...
Don't forget about Mike Williams.
Mike Williams
was a
baller.
Red zone. Gosh.
I can see Tyrell going to Oakland, too.
Yeah, that's true. Either Oakland or Cleveland. Those are both good spots for him. I think they're trying to look for options for Baker, and they're trying to look for options for Derek Carr.
The other top receiver on the market is Golden Tate, who hasn't been signed yet.
He could also go to the Raiders.
He could also go to the Raiders. He did tweet at the Steelers.
If Le'Veon Bell doesn't go to the Raiders,
they
are going
to
get one of those two.
I can see Golden Tate going to Pittsburgh, and I think it's a solid fit.
Yeah. Washington, Juju, Golden Tate. But wrong order, sorry. Juju first, Washington fifth, Tate third. Yeah, Juju needs at least two spaces in between him and the next person. He's an absolute baller.
So you put two spaces between Golden Tate?
Yeah, on Washington because we had to keep it congruent, you know?
Okay. Ndamukong Suh's still a free agent, along with Roger Saffold.
Who was spotted at Minneapolis Airport.
Who's going to pay Ndamukong Suh?
We might.
Apparently, he was spotted in the
Minneapolis airport.
Well, I'll spot him in the Minneapolis airport and tell him to get his boob behind back out of there, because we don't want that.
We want him.
He steps in people's ball sacks.
Ronald Darby, a young quarterback with injury issues. He's still available. I wonder what he'll do.
Calves are looking nice.
I don't really have a feel in that market. Congratulations. Darrell Williams is the top tackle available still. A team that needs the O-line help will most likely end up paying him. And just some last players that we should take a look at are KJ Wright, Darquez Dennard, and Mark Ingram, and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. I really want to see where Mark Ingram goes.
I think the team that gets Mark Ingram will, like, he's not going, he wants to win, I think.
You think he wants to be a starter?
He's hungry.
I think that's part of the reason that he didn't go back to New Orleans. I think he wants to be the guy.
Wait,
he's never
did we ask Michael Waddell how he felt about Latavius Murray?
We will ask him and I will report.
True.
Exclusive report.
Also, Anderson Day announced. Free.
Straight from the biggest Saints fan on the planet.
True.
So,
I agree with that.
Any other free agent news to talk about? Not yet. I guess we'll recap most of it on Thursday. If that's the case,
I expect Le'Veon to be signed by then, I think.
Is it time?
I think so.
For Cone's Corner?
Jacob. Do you have mail?
I mean, if we have mail, we'll cover it in Cone's Corner. It's time to talk more about Aladdin. Anyway. Oh my god, I'm so excited for Aladdin. I can't wait. It's going to be the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life. Robin Williams, rest in peace. But I'm so excited to see Will Smith.
Welcome to Kronk's Corner!
Can we change it to Aladdin's Corner?
Woo!
You should have been playing
Arabian. We're back to Kronk's Corner. We got it, everyone. We're back. We're going to talk about is matchups to look forward to in this NFL season. Go through the schedules, talk about some teams.
The Broncos get to open the year. Woo!
We're excited about the Patriots and the Chiefs. That'll be an exciting matchup. Then we move on to the Dolphins, and we're excited about them playing nobody because they suck. Then we'll look at the Jets. Maybe Jets and Bills to see that Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, but not really exciting. The Bills, we're not really excited about much. Then we go to the AFC North, talk about the Ravens. Ravens-Browns will be a great matchup. Baker Mayfield versus Lamar Jackson, I think it'll be a good matchup for years to come. And then the Bengals, we don't really care. They can play whoever they want. They're an average team. No one wants to watch them. The Steelers will be super interesting. I think I like to see them usually play against the Bengals and the Ravens in division. And the Browns, obviously, back against the Ravens. Then we move on to the AFC South. We have the Texans, who I'm really interested to actually see come up against some of the teams like the Jaguars, because those two teams will have quarterbacks who will be interested to see
it's
how
the
they
Yankee
jump this
wise.
Year. Then we see the Colts, who are also be interested versus the Jaguars and Texans. How will they handle those two teams in their division? Those matchups are always good. The Titans, I'm not really very much interested in the Titans. The Jaguars, obviously, I said Colts and Texans. We move to the AFC West, the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
I will be excited to see how
season.
They move up against the Oakland Raiders and the Los Angeles Chargers this year, as those are two teams they're going to need to show they can get over to make the playoffs this year, because I assume the Chiefs will take that division. The Chargers, I actually look forward to Raiders and Broncos for the Chargers, and the Raiders, the other two like that. For the Chiefs, I most look forward to the Ravens, and like I said earlier, for them, against the Patriots will be an obviously a great game between the shootout between two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. We move on to the NFC East. The Redskins with newly crowned quarterback Case Keenum, who we look to is the Cowboys for them. I look to the the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Y'all good?
For them, interested to see how Carson Wentz makes his leap. Interested to see how Case Keenum, the spurned Denver Broncos quarterback, Logan's favorite quarterback in the NFL, does against the Eagles or the Cowboys. In the NFC North, we have the Packers out of Green Bay. I'm interested to see how they stack up against the Bears and the Vikings this season. Also interested how they stack up against teams like the Redskins and the Broncos, as these are teams who all need to make a leap this year, as last year they didn't make it in terms of record, but they all had some bright spots. And if you call bright spots for the Packers, their wide receiver, Davante Adams, and their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. So I expect that we will see a lot in the NFC South with the Falcons against the Panthers is always a great game. Panthers need to make their leap. We got to see how Cam Newton's going to do this year. That will be a great division. And then the NFC West with our 49ers with Jimmy G coming back from ACL. Them versus the Seahawks and the Rams will be the biggest matchup. So here's what I want to do. I want to ask you guys, who do you think at this point, if the regular season started, who do you think will win each division this next year? So in the AFC East, who do you think is going to win the division?
Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah, there's no point in saying it. Patriots.
In the AFC North, who's going to win the division?
Cleveland!
Oh, I thought he said North.
He said NFC.
AFC, I'm in AFC.
I pick Cleveland.
AFC North, Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns.
If it wasn't clear, I'd pick the Browns.
Yep.
I'd go Browns, yeah. They have the most potential.
Really?
I want
to. Well, it's going to be hard for the Steelers to come back from this.
I'm going Steelers.
Really? I would say the Ravens and the Browns finish ahead of the Steelers, and then the Bengals are last. In the AFC South, who do you think is going to make it?
The Texans.
I like Texans, too. I think
the Jaguars and the Colts make the playoffs out of that division.
I don't like the Jaguars.
I think the Colts have a breakout here.
Yeah, I think the Colts will be in the running for that first wild card spot.
But it's a toss-up between the Texans and the Colts for me.
How about in the AFC West? With your lovely Denver Broncos, the Chargers, the Raiders.
Chargers.
The Chiefs. I think the Raiders win that division behind Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
Disrespectful, I think the Chiefs got
it. And I think the Chiefs... Oh, no, never mind. The Chiefs win the division, the Raiders...
Oh, the Chiefs are in it. Shoot.
The Chiefs win... The Raiders win the wild card.
Mark my words, it'll go Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders.
Raiders will be second.
Okay, I'm going to go Chiefs, then... Not Raiders. It's
Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers, Broncos.
That makes sense.
NFC East.
Oof. Ooh, that's one I'm
it's
not
a
so
tough
sure
division
about.
Here this next year.
Can you ask me again after the draft?
Yeah, sure.
Great. I don't. Because if they get Haskins, I'm half tempted to put the Giants.
Let's assume they do get Haskins.
Right now, I'll put the.
Logan, let's say they do get Haskins, because that's what we're all assuming.
I'm still going to put the Cowboys.
Okay.
I don't love it, but...
I'll put the Eagles up there. I'm going to go Giants win the division with Haskins.
Whoa. Wait, it's... Who are in that
division? And Cowboys take second. And then Redskins are 30.
Who's in that division? Eagles?
Redskins.
It's Eagles.
It's the biggest division. The America's football division. Redskins,
Eagles,
Giants, Cowboys, Eagles.
Dallas, Washington.
Redskins will be last in that division.
Yep.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
NFC North, the lovely home of our beloved Minnesota Vikings.
That's honestly all four teams could
Who do we think?
I think Bears, then Vikings make a wild card spot.
I don't know, because I know the Packers are always just good for some reason.
I'm going Bears, Packers. I'm going Bears, Packers, Lions, Vikings.
Wow.
I don't know if the Lions. I don't know.
I think the Vikings are going to take last.
I'm very sad.
I'm going to go with the Bears.
Although,
I'm going back.
I can see the Vikings
Bears.
Taking the wild card because of Dalvin Cook.
No, I'm going back to what it usually is. Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions.
Okay. I could see that one happening because Trubisky is not as good of a quarterback as people say he is, I think.
Yeah.
NFC South, Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Buccaneers. Says his home, Schutz.
Saints.
Daniel Schutz.
He's out, dude. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Saints. Saints, Falcons,
Saints.
Panthers, Bucks.
If Ryan Fitzpatrick starts every game this season for
Ryan
the Buccaneers.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is currently unsigned, also a free agent. Forgot to mention that.
Okay, I think I'll also go Saints with the that's going to be tough there in the second in that division. Panthers or Falcons. It's going to depend on Cam Newton's health. In the NFC West, we have 49ers, Seahawks, Rams, and Cardinals.
Oh, Rams.
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 Rams with the 49ers second is what I would go. And here, I'm going to bring you guys into a game of Family Feud that I had planned today.
Oh, boy. How long is this going to take?
Family Feud question.
How long is this going to take?
Other than boxing, name a sport in which you're likely to see athletes fighting.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hockey.
Yeah, I was going to buzz in first, hockey.
Joseph got the first one correct.
Yes.
Now you get a guess again.
That's the same thing.
Now you get a guess again.
Oh, okay.
Are we one family or what are we?
Yeah,
no.
No.
You're all different families.
Okay. I go again.
If Joseph gets one wrong, it goes to another person.
Football.
Correct.
Let's go. All right. Let's see. You said boxing. What other sport says boxing?
Yeah.
Okay. Wrestling?
Joseph's correct. Ding, ding, ding. Joseph got all of the questions correct.
Baseball wasn't up there?
Basketball?
Okay, Joseph, we'll start with you.
I love baseball.
What might a professional athlete do just after a sports game to avoid getting sore muscles?
Ice bath. Or ice something.
Yep. That's the lowest answer was 7.
Okay, what about heat?
I'm not giving that to you. That's so general.
What do you mean, heat?
Jackson, we'll move on to you since we'll go to the right.
I'm going to go with sauna.
I'm going to say have sex.
And that is incorrect. You guys are close. You guys are just way too general. You got to say what.
How is that general? Sauna is not general at all.
How is sexual intercourse not general?
No, that's good.
Do I need to get more specific?
You're up.
All right, protein.
No. You guys are even skipping the most obvious.
Okay, thing. I was totally joking.
Okay, that one. No, that's
stretches?
That's the top answer.
Yeah, that was
people.
Easily the top answer.
Okay, you're up.
Jackson's up. I honestly didn't know.
Jackson's up.
What, there's more?
Jackson has 53 points. Joseph has 80.
Logan has 0.
Logan has 0.
Oh, Jackson.
What?
Oh my gosh, pay attention.
Is there more?
Yes, there's more interest.
Do
you ever see a Family Feud?
You do it.
You adult? I'm kidding. Jackson, I love you like a friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you answer?
I don't know. I would say.
What do they do after the game?
Sign autographs.
to avoid getting sore muscles.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
I will go with a massage.
Yes, that's the second answer. 19.
Is there more answers?
One
more?
More.
What answers have we answered already?
Stretch, get a massage, apply ice.
Cryogenic chamber.
That was a good one, but you're up.
Too general.
Apply.
Think of a thing you guys would do. Just as like a fun thing.
Have sex.
Okay.
Oh, jeez, Logan. All right. To like
directly
go.
Directly after
a fun thing you would do to like.
Party.
Yeah, it could be at a party. You hang out in it.
Oh.
Hot dog.
Okay. Is it?
Jackson got it. Ding ding ding.
It's not his turn to answer.
Yeah, it is.
I was gonna say.
I said it was open.
Get very wasted.
Okay. Name something a mom might tell her kid to shower after doing.
Was it my turn then?
I have an idea for an answer.
No.
I love this.
Is it my turn then?
Yeah.
Okay. Exercising.
What?
Yeah, like being active.
Okay, playing outside is like the same thing.
Yeah, I get what you're
talking about. Okay, yeah.
Okay, you got 52.
Yeah.
Okay, go again.
Actually,
exercise is so
pool.
General, that could be two of them. Just say something specific, like...
Okay, fine. Swimming in a pool.
That's like playing a sport. Okay, that's 28.
Okay.
Joseph has pretty much generally gotten three
what
of them.
What about, like,
It was playing outside,
mud.
Playing sports, swimming. You said exercising, which is... The other one's getting out of bed.
That was what I was gonna say!
Yeah.
I was gonna say playing in the mud.
That's not a bad answer.
Name a sport that should be a part of the Olympics but isn't. This will be our last one.
Got it. I got one.
Jackson will go first.
Baseball.
It's not on the list.
Baseball.
The hell?
Logan.
Football.
Correct. 56 of the 100 people.
Oh my.
Because I know America, maybe.
You're up again, Logan.
How many answers are on the board, sorry?
There's three more.
Three more.
Three people were like voted for a very interesting one.
Badminton.
Nope. Joseph?
I don't know if this is an Olympic sport or not.
Go ahead.
I was going to say billiards.
Like, no. Starts, one of them starts with a B, though.
Oh, I should have known. I already know what you're about to say. Jackson?
I would go cricket.
Nope.
Okay.
It's already said.
I will go with have sex.
Jeez.
What about...
Correct.
Yeah!
Bowling.
Bowling, correct.
Nine.
There's two more. One starts with a G, one starts with a D.
Okay.
And you know what the one that starts with a
golf.
D is, Logan?
What?
It's not
discus?
No. You're up.
Okay. Starts with a G and starts with a D.
Golf.
Yep.
Okay.
Joseph has almost hit 200 points.
And then D would be...
I said golf.
Dancing?
Oh, no, incorrect. Jackson's up. To get Jackson his first points.
I have points.
What? Starts with a D.
Demolition Derby.
Duh.
That's how I'm doing. Like,
duh, football.
Duh, Bears.
Correct. Logan.
Demolition Derby.
Nope. Joseph. I cannot believe three people.
Okay,
for
can we get to the mail?
Duh, the thing.
If Joseph won,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay,
is it the jump rope?
No,
thing?
I did not say that.
Double
Jake.
Dutch.
You're not paying
attention.
Double
Dutch.
I was.
Double
it was
Dutch.
Dodgeball.
Oh.
And the next question I was gonna do is name something a man might do at home if his wife left him the whole entire time.
Dodgeball.
Yeah. Okay. Jacob, what was the
enough
mail? Yeah,
just said it.
I don't think
oh
we had
gosh
mail. I think he was being goofy.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm not showing anything.
For tuning in to
you'll
Absolutely
get your mail,
Necessary.
Send your emails to absolutely, no, to necessary absolutely 2c's2s's at gmail.com.
That is our
we'll
email.
Read them on the next episode.
This was our
Jackson
show.
Wasn't paying attention.
We will
I
see you Thursday. Peace out. Bye.
She's just paying more attention than Jackson.
Now anyway, time to talk about Aladdin.